I gotta fucking talk about this because my adrenaline is pumping right now. And I was getting ready to go to bed. Whack. I just saved a life, man. Oh, fuck. Fucking heart is beating 1,000 miles an hour. You have no idea. If I didn't know the dude was out there, you know. Guy just fucking happened to be sitting outside smoking a joint. I didn't know he was there. I turned the light on. I looked over. I didn't see nobody, right? But he's off in the corner, dude, right? Which that's fucking great. You know, bad blind spot. What? Fucking, what's his face? Now almost just ate. Yeah, he was sitting outside smoking a joint. I didn't see him. And she fucking ran up on him. And he just jumped up on the stoop and stepped back to the door. And I yanked her away. She didn't really bark, which I was surprised. Usually, you know, but she just went. She went right for him. He's coming right for us.
Carl.
Oh, man. He's like, I'm not that scared of dogs. I'm like, brother, fear is not the issue, my friend. You know, this dog just wants to kill. You know? Whew. But I think she knows him. Like, she knows that I think she just fucking, she ran up on him because she was like, yo, who the fuck are you? And then when she got a look at him, she was like, oh, all right. I know who you are. Because when she was coming in after she did her business, she was standing on the front of the steps and she just kept looking over like, motherfucker, I got my eye on you. I got my eye on you. If she didn't know who it was, I don't think she would let that live. No fucking way. UPS guy, you're done, bro. It's over for you. Yeah, mail guy, sorry. FedEx, you know, nobody's safe, man. Oh, fuck, that was scary. That was scary, because in the moment, it's like, oh, shit, like, this is happening right now, bro. My whole fucking weed high is completely gone. God damn it. Yeah. I packed a small bowl for myself, trying to fucking relax to go to sleep. You passed out. I'm like, all right, she's out. Now all I got to do is relax enough to go to sleep. I'll pack a fucking bowl. I'll take her out. I'll come back in. And I'll lay down, I'll cover my...
You took her out. What time is it?
It's 10 o'clock. Almost 10:30. This is around the time that I take her out last. It's 10:30, so she'll piss one more time before everybody goes to sleep. And I don't have to worry about her until 6 or to 8. She's taken care of. You did a good job, though, dude. I can't be mad at you for doing your job. Yeah. Was it too much excitement for you before? You didn't shit. See if they go back out again. We're going to wait. She's a very talkative girl. You just have to pay attention. She's not very licky, but you know, she does her own thing. She's all right, man. I'm not here to love, I'm here to kill, god damn it. I don't have time for this shit. You rub somebody else's belly. I got blood to spill. Oh, man. Now I'm shaky a little bit. I got nervous for that dude. I mean, I'm glad that he wasn't afraid, but, like, dude, I'm fucking afraid, man. You know? I don't want you to get eaten. Because I didn't see you sitting there. Or now the guy thinks, like, maybe I did it on purpose. That was the first thing I thought. Wasn't, oh, no, this dude's gonna die. Because I know he's not, right? I got the situation handled. Just fucking pull the deal, dude. Right? Fucking... I'm like, oh, man, this dude's going to think I just did that shit on purpose to fuck with him because I'm an asshole, right? Because that's something an asshole would do. But no, I really didn't see him there in the cover of darkness. He fucking blended right in, man. Oh, I feel terrible. I mean, whatever, right? If I was an asshole, I would have just let the dog go, right? So there's the other side of the argument. HBO Force closed itself again. I like how it does that after I pay the bill. No, I'm not getting weed everywhere. There's one nug in here, so I'm pulling out of that. There's shit in the bag that I'm not going to attempt to try to use because... Yeah, I don't want to get it everywhere. I'm sorry, fucking all this excitement. You might think that 10:30 is early to go to bed, but... You gotta fucking stay on schedule, man. You know? Sometimes I gotta be up at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. And while it's good to have a Starbucks. Oh, shit. What you looking for? I don't know. Maybe under the pillow. Shit. You know, fucking wear a reflector vest or something, dog. Or you could have been like, hey, I'm out here, so give me something, right? I would have definitely said something. But either way, that you get the dog's attention either way, so you're fucked no matter what. But, man, that sucks. I have the fucking Sitting Sideways song stuck in my head now because of Grandma's Boy. I just can't get over that dude sucking on that girl's titties. Like, both of them have to be uncomfortable. There's no way that you're not, dude. I understand the purpose of the joke is...
Are those real titties or are those prosthetic titties?
Prosthetic titties all day. Because if they're real titties, then that's pornography, right? And you can't sell a pornographic movie in fucking movie theaters. They're not going to let that happen. Unless, maybe you can do that, right? As long as it's... Maybe because it was exposed and his mouth was on it, but technically it wasn't closed. If you notice, his mouth was open the entire time. That's probably part of the regulation. Like, if you close your mouth, then that makes it a sexual act. But if you keep it open, maybe that's more of a suggestion. It's suggestive behavior. These fucking creeps, lawyers, man. Somebody figured that out. And now, sports. Let's see what happened. Because I couldn't do it, dude. I'm not going to deny it, to lie to nobody. Holy shit. I'm shiver me fucking timbers, bro. The Devils won a game tonight. Against the fucking Toronto Maple Leafs. How do you like that? 6-5. My heart couldn't handle it, dude. Not after the last game. And, you know, just, I had no, they're not making the fucking playoffs, bro. So, yeah, yeah, or there's that, or thinking they won.
They're losing.
When they're fucking losing. That's fun. I don't know why you'd call it a strange super boof. I really don't understand it. Holy shit. You know what? That actually shows a lot of growth on the dog's part. Because before she would not have walked away and went and did her business. She would have stayed at that guy and she wouldn't have stopped until I dragged her into the house. But I think because she's had a few run-ins with people since I've been here, I've kind of been trying to teach her, like, dude, look, I get it, right? I know what your job is. You're looking out for threats, but I mean, unless I'm saying, like, dude, this guy's a problem, I don't understand, you know, why you're bringing, don't bring your A game, you know? This is a scrimmage. Not a title fight. The wrath of the baby daddy. You wanna hit this? Don't break it now. If you smash the baby daddy piece, you get the wrath. That's 7 years baby mama drama you get. I really would like a sativa in my life, but I guess that's just too much to ask for. No, this is a hybrid, which is good, you know, it's fine. I just, I don't know, bro. I prefer the energetic strains. Never, didn't used to be that way. Used to be I couldn't smoke the energetic ones. They make me paranoid. But you understand, weed's legal now, so the cops ain't coming. Doesn't matter. And if the feds come, listen, if there's any motherfucking body on this goddamn planet who should be qualified to smoke this fucking flower right here, you're looking at him, kid. Here's looking at you, kid. How about that, J. Edgar Hoover? You dress like a lady. Dude looks like a lady. I don't judge you, right? You do what you need to do to get by. I do what I need to do to get by. We'll all be all right. As long as we don't have to take the fucking bus to get there, REM. Fucking ridiculous, bro. 15% increase, and there's a public vote on it. Since fucking when? Nobody told me about this. Huh? Why is it that? Why? Why is that? Why is that? Why is it that all of a sudden fucking watch. In 3 months, whatever it is, 4 months, my phone is going to blow up nonstop. I'm from team blah, blah, blah. It's already started. Republican so-and-so putting in his third bid for governor. So you tried twice before and you fucking lost, pal. That's fantastic. So you just waited for these jerk-offs. Like, I fucking hate it, dude. I hate it, dude. Do you know why I hate it? I'm gonna tell you why I hate it. Because we go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and nothing fucking changes. That's why. Case in point. Christie was a Republican. Yes? Fuck you and your marijuana. I'm not doing it. We gotta wait for a Democrat to come in and do it. Here comes banker fucking Saxon Murphy. Yeah? This fucking guy. At first, you think, like, well, he was an ambassador for Germany. That's a good thing, right? Anybody that has can handle negotiating between countries should be able to run a fucking state. And then you find out that, you know, basically, he's the short arm in the deep pocket, if you will. You know, this guy works for the fucking banks. Thanks, man. Raising taxes all over the fucking place. And where's all the money going up? Whose nose? I have no idea. Maybe we're paying for Bob Menendez's gold bars. I'm not sure what the fuck is really going on in this state right now. I'm really not. Other than the fact that people are almost getting eaten by dogs, and that's not good. Man even said, I'm very surprised her behavior for a lab. They're usually nice. You know, sometimes looks could be deceiving, though. You know? I'm usually nice, but on the right day, I could be a fucking asshole. You know what I'm saying? Happens to the best of us. That's what people think. Everybody has their minds made up of what's a good dog and what's a bad dog. If you took a general poll, I think, of 100 people, and you said, which is a better dog to have around your family, a pit bull or a lab, they would probably say a lab. But the reality is they probably pose equal danger. Expert. My weed is green. That's what I know. And purple. Currently. I can't believe they fucking won a game, dude. How do you like that? Look, man, these guys are playing for their fucking jobs. That's what it comes down to right now. I got news for you. Couple of guys are signed, right? In the beginning of the season, he signed some dudes. Jack Hughes ain't going nowhere, so he's getting his shoulder worked on. Meyer came from San Jose, and they traded a goalie. Blackwood's over there now. Fuck it. But then he got injured. Timmy got injured, and he hasn't been the same since. He's coming back, but, you know. Hopefully, next year, he'll be back to normal. Trying out the new guys. Home here now. Pissed on me, beat me. Nobody. I have high expectations for this team in the near future. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I believe, despite what the people in the fucking think, because there's a bunch of fucking people that don't understand that building a team takes time, man. You know? Everybody thinks you just wake up one day and you're a fucking Stanley Cup champion. It doesn't happen. Everybody forgets how long Kansas City sucked for. Or the Patriots, for that matter. Nobody wants to talk about how long they sucked for, right? think you wake up one day and you have a fucking all-star team. It's not how it works. Because you're not just selling the team, you're selling the city. Credit to the Devils for somehow getting these fucking guys to come into Newark, because I wouldn't want to fucking do it. And I live in Jersey my whole fucking life, man. That place is wild. There's cool shit. Don't get me wrong. You know, graffiti shit like that. But it's too packed. It's too many people. And, you know, it's not great. You could just tell. Right? Just sucks that that fucking stadium makes so much money, probably. And none of it goes into the city, I'll bet. But they do a lot of shit, I guess, to offset that. Or maybe that's what they want you to think. Right? Hiring independent small business owners, allowing them to advertise with the team. That's pretty sick, though. But it works out both ends. Still, at least they're trying to do something. I don't know, man. They only need really... Here's the problem, dude. Is some of these guys... We need... This is the issue. The issues are getting addressed. But that shit costs time and money, man. Before, the problem was nobody was shooting the goddamn puck, man. You don't have to follow hockey too closely to be able to look at the scoreboard, man. Or the shots on goal, for example. You know, start out small. There's still a lot of shit I don't know, but that's how I started to learn to pay attention to figure out what the fuck was exactly going on. Right? But first, there was nobody shooting the fucking thing, and we were just getting murdered, just game after game. Then when we finally did start getting on the scoreboard, then it would turn into the defense falls apart, and now we're going into overtime, and we're consistently losing in fucking shootouts. It's the Wild West out here, and we're going down, Clint Eastwood. Do you feel lucky, punk? Apparently not. Right? So they address that shit, and they get some young blood, some shooters out here, finally. These fucking Hughes brothers, man, it's wild. There's three of them in the NHL. One of them plays somewhere in Canada. I don't remember what fucking team he's on. He's not on my team, so I don't have to remember. And then the other two play for the Devils, which is fucking ridiculous. I mean, that's crazy to have people that are related to each other be able to play the same sport. But that kid's got to learn, man. The thing that killed us this year the most, if you ask me, and I don't know much, but I listen to every fucking game, so fuck you, except for this one. After the first period, dude, when it's 3-2 already and you're like, man, you know, 17 seconds in, they gave up a fucking goal, right? But then they come back in like 36 seconds and they score a goal. So now we're 1-1. And then we get over again and, you know, like it's just, it's up and down, man. It's a lot of investment. I don't think they're making the fucking playoffs. I don't want to rip my hair out for nothing. If they lose, that's going to fuck up my night, dude. And I just don't want to listen to, like... Don't hear me wrong, man. There have been heart-wrenching losses. Like, to the fucking Rangers the other night when they lost. They put their fucking hearts out on the ice and teeth and all, bro. I should know something about that investment. But sometimes I just can't. I just can't do it, dude. And I'm mad that I missed it because they came back. The comeback kids did it again. But... After a couple of upsetting losses, it's hard to put myself through that, man. It's like watching the Jets, you know? can usually make it through the first two quarters, and after that, I gotta fucking do something else, because this is gonna fuck up my day. I can't do it. I'll watch the highlights, because I do anyway, because I'm a fucking professional victim, right? Watching highlights like an asshole. What am I looking at? Just for any kind of glimmer of hope, sparkle or something. But they got that. Couple big signings for the Jets. Not that anybody gives a shit, but we got somebody from Baltimore who is a big deal. I was watching. I'm so fucking happy. You have no idea how happy I am. That Dalvin Cook, right? That was his name, I think. Came over, right? Thinking he's going to make a Super Bowl run. It's the only reason why he would ever come into the Jets. Otherwise, it would be fuck them. They suck, right? Aaron Rodgers goes down. Guy plays like an anchor all season. And then wants to get hot. That Huff is getting more yardage and more touches than you. Bro, dude is making you look like a fucking old timer, son. You look like an anchor out there. Ahoy, mateys. The fuck out of here, right? And then what's he do? He fucking dips and goes to Baltimore thinking he's gonna make a Super Bowl run with them, and they get clipped. Beautiful. I fucking loved it. It's fantastic. You get what you deserve, you fuck. Let's see what happens this year, though, man. I'm thinking it's gonna be good. I hope so. At least the playoffs, man. Something. You gotta do something. You can't put this many names down on a piece of paper and not walk away with nothing, man. Come on, dude. Now is the time if you're gonna do something. Although, look at Joe Flacco, though. The Jets said, all right, old man, get the fuck out of here. You know, here's your saltine, here's your walker. You and fucking Pistol Pete over there in Seattle. And take a hike over to the old folks' home with the rest of whatever Green Bay Packers are gonna go, you know? Fuck. Pretty sure they gave Lazard his walking papers. So much for that theory, huh? That the New York Jets are the fucking Green Bay retirement home? I don't think so. Because he wants to keep his boy on, right? If Randall Cobb was going to retire, dude, if you watch the fucking Hard Knocks on HBO like I did, getting hyped for the season, even though I was telling everybody it wasn't going to happen, not because I'm a hater, but because I'm realistic and I know how this shit goes, dude. If this dude comes back and wins a Super Bowl ring, it would be the craziest shit. That would be fucking a sick story, right? That would be fucking crazy. But if you've been watching football for any amount of time and you're invested in the sport in any sort of way, you know that injuries happen and they're not fucking convenient urgent care. Can you believe that shit, dude? Like, wild. Fucking wild. But that's what would happen. Because that was the fucking spirit. I don't think they were ready yet, dude. You know? It's like, no, not yet. You're not there yet. Some more fucked up shit's gotta happen to you. You're not quite ready. Not yet. Right? You gotta make this motherfucker want it bad. Not just because Tom Brady retired and you wanna shove it in his ass. That's not right, Richard Gere. Don't do that. Right. I don't know, man. Can he do it? We'll see. There's a lot of competition out there now, dude. It's not like it was before. Pieces of the puzzle have been moved. I don't know where Flacco is going, but the Browns could do something. Chicago is on their way up. I feel like they are. San Francisco has moved some pieces around. So have the Eagles. I don't know what the fuck the Cowboys are doing. I think they're in for one more year. So look out for that. The Commanders are doing shit. Oakland's got that new dude up in there. So they could do something. I don't know, man. There's a lot of different possibilities coming up. This next season is gonna be some shit. The Dolphins, dude, but they're not. They're too cocky, bro. They weren't ready yet either. You're beating bad teams. Come on, man. Stop that. The Broncos need help. They ain't going nowhere for a while. That would be the fucking mind bender of this year, dude. If the Broncos came out of left field. The Steelers, though. Now Russell Wilson and that fucking kid from Chicago. Right? Who else? The Texans, dude. They just did something big. I can't remember who the fuck it is. Oh, what's his name? From Buffalo. Stephon Diggs is going to the Texans now. That's gonna be some shit, dude. They need that. They need that offensive, that extra offensive piece. Because they were there. They were fucking there, dude. Sis, this season is gonna be good. Even if the Jets don't do shit, I can still watch the rest of the season because it's going to be interesting to see who does what. Hockey, I'm really not. Like, the Devils aren't in, so I'm disgusted. I'm not really going to listen to the playoffs. Maybe, depending on who gets in. I might listen to the last game, but I doubt it. Probably not. I'll just wait for football to come back. I got no business with baseball. I don't care. I've seen the best that it was going to get. I've seen already. Ken Griffey Jr. I was there for that. You know, fucking. Who else? Who else was out there, dude? What the heck is going on here? Fucking the Yankees, right? Bernie Williams and all them guys. Fucking dude, I seen it. It's been done. Right? I don't fuck with the MMA. That shit's too wild for me. I don't know what's going on in the world of boxing or where do you even watch it anymore. HBO used to be the spot for boxing. I don't know what happened to that. Now it's fucking Discovery and Ion and whatever the fuck else they're adding on your sports. Not that I could watch a fucking game. It's wild, dude. I could watch every other hockey team in the fucking profession except for my New Jersey Devils. They black out every fucking game, TNT. I don't know why, but they do it. And they show it to me. Like, it's coming on. You'll be able to watch it at 7 p.m. And you click the fucking game and then you just get the blue screen of death. This game has been restricted in your area. Yeah, because the Prudential Center's fucking 2 hours away. And they act like that's a fucking quick trip. Now we're back to the increase. Seriously, dude? It's already almost a dollar a zone, and I'm figuring a zone is basically a town, man. Right? Like, to give you an example, Pine Beach to Beachwood is a fucking zone. That's 82 cents a spot. If it's going up 15%, you gotta think of it like bail, right? What is that? No, that's 10%. That's not the same thing. Right? But they didn't give us a number. All these fucking articles want to say that it's increasing, but they don't want to give us a number. So I got to try to, I'm left to my own devices to figure it out myself. 82 cents a zone plus 15%. So whatever the fuck that is. Beautiful. And then 3% every year after that. It goes up. And I went to look because I thought that we were supposed to be using this weed money to be putting into the transit, like partially at least, but I've come to find out that they really only use it for the DARE program and for rehabilitation centers. So that's no good. That's all that's for. Which I'm sure probably none of that gets used for any of that shit, but whatever. I can't worry about things that I can't fucking control, dude. You know? That's why I watch sports. Because it's another thing that I can't control, but at least I can get invested in it. And it doesn't really mean anything. If my team doesn't win anything, the world isn't over. You just try again next year. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't. But hopefully it'll at least be exciting. Which I have to say, there are people who say that the fucking season was for shit because the team didn't make the playoffs. I don't think you're an actual fan of the fucking sport, bro. I really don't think so. Because guys are setting and beating records, dude. This kid, Luke Hughes, got 45 goals, I think, as a defenseman. I could be fucking up the position and the numbers, but either way, nobody has done that for the team since the 82-83 season. And you're going to say the game is for shit? Most of the main dudes that were supposed to be hot hands that were signed earlier in the year, which is why there was no money to go get anybody else for reinforcements, has hit, you know, 100 games, 300 games, whatever it is. Like, so they're gaining experience, right? Their mistakes are caused in the games. I understand that. And it's frustrating. I don't know the number of games that Wayne Gretzky has won in his career, but I'm guarantee you he had to have lost some. It fucking happens, bro. How do you think you learn to be better? You gotta eat shit sometimes from teams that don't play as good as you. Why? Because you walked in there and you thought that you had the shit made, didn't you? I don't need to show up tonight. I can give a half effort because these guys fucking stink. And you know what happened? They decided to show up. And you didn't. So you got your ass handed to you in Arizona. And that shit will make you reevaluate yourself. You need those losses, man. You know? I fucking hate when the Jets lose to the Patriots or to the Dolphins. But the new guys need to understand the fucking feeling, bro. You know what I mean? When the Rangers come into our fucking city, dude, and try to act like they run shit out here, the fuck you do, bro? Stay in your lane, motherfucker. They had to earn their stripes, man. I really feel that they did. They might not have made the playoffs, but these guys proved that they weren't a group of pretty boys like they were accused of being in the beginning of the season. Everybody had the same concerns, bro. And these guys, these dudes that commentate on these games, the one guy was a goalie for years, right? So he knows the fucking sport. And he's watching these guys, and I'd pay attention when these dudes talk because they know what the fuck they're talking about, right? He's like, I don't know if these guys really are going to be able to hang. Like, we know they can score, but that's not... What are you going to do when these teams come through and check you, right? Put you into the fucking glass, and it's not about scoring goals. What are you going to do then? They got fucking rattled, dude. But I don't think they folded up. You know. It's not the smartest thing in the world to fight, dude, but some guys are just fucking rude, bro, and they want it no other way. It's so fucking stupid. But sometimes you gotta hit a motherfucker in the head. Occasionally that happens. What are you gonna do? Just wild, bro. The puck doesn't even hit the ice and they're already hitting each other in the head. Like, it's crazy. But, you know, don't elbow my boy in the face, motherfucker. That's what it comes down to. What are you gonna do? I covered that already. But still, they put their blood on the ice, man. I feel like they did. They earned their stripes. I think they took the tough losses because the year before they got to the first round of the playoffs, and then they thought, well, we'll just go back and finish the deal, and now you're figuring it out. It ain't that easy. These guys want to rough you up a little bit because they want to let you know it's nice you could shoot, but I'm fucking swinging, bro. And I'm trying to hurt you. I want you to know that. I want to end your fucking career. Because some of these dudes do, man. And it's in all the sports, which is fucking lame. That guys think like that. Like, I'm gonna hit you so hard that you never play again. That's not the nature of the fucking game, dude. You're not supposed to end a career. You're supposed to outperform. It's two different things. These guys don't get it. Whatever, bro. I would hope it's evident in the way I reacted that it wasn't intentional, right? But people are going to draw their own conclusions. I can't worry about all that. I just hope I'm able to get her to not be comfortable around strangers, but enough to where we don't have to worry. But that's not gonna happen. She's too old. Eyesight's going, hearing's going. But if there was more time if she was a little younger, it could definitely be done. Because she's not a lost cause. She's not a bad dog. She wants to be good, dude. Some dogs are just fucking bad. She's not bad. She wants to be good. She just has a personal space issue. Don't fuck with my food. And if I don't know you, I want it to end you. Which is how a dog is supposed to feel. If you're not in the immediate circle, what the fuck are you doing here? Right? They don't think like we do. They understand outside sources mean danger. We don't take risks around here. Wild. it sucks and it's good at the same time. It sucks because you can't, you gotta be very selective with where you bring her outside. Because you don't want to put other people in a bad position. But it's also good because, you know, you don't have to worry about somebody breaking in and the dog just sitting there licking its asshole while this guy's climbing through a window. Right? What's the point of having you here if you're not going to do nothing? That's why training is important. But you're not getting that out of a purse, dog. Oh, man. I could never. That dog would be dead in a week. I'd wind up kicking it across the room, and it would die from severe head trauma, or I'd step on it by accident, and I'd crush its little neck. Ugh, terrible. You know what I mean? You don't want to do that. Looks like I'm cleaning up a broken bobblehead. That's terrible. Ugh. Yeah, I could never. It's got to be big. The dog's got to be big enough to, like, if it went crazy, it could be a problem. But that's the purpose of a dog, right? That's what they're made for. That's why we let him in. That was the whole point. You protect what we got going on, I'll cut you in a piece of our action. No. Damn. I don't know, dude. There's always next year. Couple more months, football will be back. I'm going into the dead zone, man. No hockey. No football. That's it. All I have left is podcasts. Well, there's a bunch of shit I have to catch up on. I haven't watched anything on Netflix since Chris Rock's live special. Whoa, that was a while ago. So I got some new Bill Burr show to catch up on. That Leo whatever movie he did with Adam Sandler, I gotta watch that. Ralph Barbosa special, I gotta watch that. Fucking, it's a couple of specials on Netflix I think I wanted to see. Can't think of them all right now, but I'm sure there's a fucking bunch of them I haven't seen, which I'm pumped for. Can't wait, dude. Gotta do that shit. So I guess that's what I'll do. In between time, I'll have to do that. Because I don't watch, you know, basketball finals or baseball. I can't do it, dude. I can't do it. There's no sense in it. It's not for me, man. You know, you can bark all you want that hockey's a Canadian sport and it's un-American for me to like it, but at least it's fast-paced. Shit's happening. Baseball is very slow. You know, I don't know, dude. I don't want to do it. I just don't want to do it. And could we stop with the controversy on gambling, please? You can't have a deal with DraftKings and FanDuel and then still try to tell guys, like, you know, you can't fucking play or coach or whatever happened because you were gambling. Like, dude, that's And everybody's fucking gambling now. You're pushing the shit all over the place. What do you think's gonna happen? Your brainwashing campaign is working, dude. Should be happy. Fuck. Sucks, dude. Really wish I would have saw that dude sit out there. But now that's gonna fucking... That's gonna bug me now that I didn't see him. He could have been anybody. That's how easy, that's how quick it could be, dude. You just open the door and guy with a fucking thing and you're done. That's it. It's fucked up. But what can you do though? You're fucked. Right? It's literally, you're done for. There's nothing you can do. Oh, it's dark. Huh? Well, all you could do is say to yourself, like I would. I lived a fucking life, didn't I? It's been a hell of a fucking ride. But lucky for me, it was just a guy with a joint. I got lucky this time. I don't know what this thing is supposed to be that he's fighting. Looks like an angry mushroom on stilts. Well, that's fucking gross. But these things look like they're made out of cum. It's ridiculous. I've never seen anything like it. This is the Justice League, this is. Where have I been held? This way. I mean, what else should you watch? At night. Trying to go to sleep, right? Instead of some made up monster shit, instead of the crazy shit that goes on in the real world. I've been having some fucked up dreams though, man. I thought I was out. I thought I was done having nightmares. I'm grown now. Apparently, I'm gonna have them. I've had them for fucking my whole life, dude. Super annoying. Just horrible fucking terrible dreams. They're just anxiety inducing is really what it comes down to at the end of the day. Which fucking sucks because even when I'm sleeping I can't not be anxious, you know? At least I'm not waking up in a cold sweat anymore. I don't do that shit anymore. I don't know if you heard. I don't need two towels to go to sleep now, gross, but it's true. That's how fucking, bro, and you want to know why I'm smoking so much. I can't figure it out. How much weed are you smoking? Too much fucking weed, Tupac, too much. Nobody should smoke that much weed. Nobody. I don't care who you are, Snoop Dogg, it's not healthy for your fucking mind. Ugh, it's no good, bro. You gotta be sober sometimes, you know? Stay in touch with fucking reality. It's not good to be smashed every fucking second of your life. At least that's what I tell myself. You wake up in the morning and you remember what pain is. You feel it for a little while. That's important to do. I really do have to get to fucking working out though, dude. The laziness has got to stop. It is a trap. Filled with cakes to potato chips and gallbladder surgery at the end of the fucking tunnel. That's what Willy Wonka had to offer me. We don't talk about that part of the negotiation. Shapeshifters. That shit's creepy, man. Yeah, we covered that, pal. Earth's mightiest heroes. Welcome. And of course he would dress like an attorney. When he takes the skin of some shit that they should recognize, he puts himself in a fucking plain black suit with a blue tie and a white undershirt with a lawyer haircut. You know the one. Parted to the side. Split like a quarter of the way, so it's not all the way down the middle. It's at a weird angle. I'll do no such thing, sir. That ugly ass thing looks like an octopus. John Jones Bones, this fucking guy. Well, there you have it. The strain of the fucking week is Super Boof. I have no idea why. Formerly known, according to Leafy, what is it? Block? Something Block? Blockhead, Gumby. Black cherry something is mixed in there. Hybrid strain. It's not bad, but you smoke too much of it, the indica takes over and you get sleepy. I prefer a sativa, man, because now I don't have to fucking worry about it. This shit looks like it's about to take a dark turn in the tentacle porn here in a second, Pornhub. That's no good. And the only way to get there is through your butthole. This shit's wild, dude. The defense rest. This shit's alright. If you could get it, it's worth the shot. It's an icy strain. Once again, shout out to whoever makes that possible. I don't know what the next one's gonna be, but we'll figure it out when we get there. I'm gonna take my old man river ass to bed, man. He's a vampire. Ugh, he's bubbling. Ultraviolet rays. Coming from the depths of space, the invaders have no resistance to our sun's radiation. Wow, that's rough. So they're giving him radiation poison right now. This is a terrible thing. new rule, you're not allowed to be disgusted until at least 8:30. Hello? It's fucking crazy early. Not really. It's early to be dealing with this nonsense, I'll say that. Fuck, bro. You're really making me do this right now. You're really making me do this right now. Don't make me do this to you, huh? Fuck. Well, it's too late. You wanted it, you got it. Here you go. This to the gruesome twosome, yeah? You fucking... Ugh. Please, I can't even. We're doing it. Oh, what the fuck is going on around here? Why? Lord, why is it that? hear my phone go off at 12:30 in the a.m. and I see your folded fucking face. What's up with that? I done blocked you on everything. How the fuck are you getting through? I see the error of my ways. I say it to myself when I woke up this morning. Apparently when you block somebody, that doesn't take you out of the groups that you're in with this fucking idiot. Because that's what it comes down to, people. Stupidity. Yes? Yes? I think so. I think maybe, just maybe. I keep my boobs to my bowl, son. Yeah? Fucking dickhead. Listen. Get off my dick. I was gonna say get out of my twat, but, you know, that's not... It's early. It's early. For real, though. With all sincerity... I'd appreciate it if you could take the hint, dog. The two of you, though. I'm not going to jail for you. I'm not going to jail for you. And you, I don't want the drugs. I mean, I want them, but I don't want them. The nature of the business is to always want. You understand? I understand that. Every time it rains, like it does, like it is, like it does, like it is right now. You don't think that a Percocet crosses my mind? You know, it would be great if I had it right now. It would be a fucking pill, dude. I would feel so much better. But not really. Say, smoke the bowl instead, and you compromise. Yeah? That other shit that you want to put me on, that mess shit, that fucking, that dope shit. I'm not... How many people have you seen? We're past this conversation already. There ain't no talking to these people. They don't want to hear it, man. They don't. They got it all figured out, yeah? Passing your pussy around like it's Ja Rule's jewelry. We got it all figured out, man. Woof. Never. Not now, not never. Ugh. Fuck. I mean, I stuck my dick in a glory hole a time or two. Look at my lineup. Not literally. Hopefully you get what I'm trying to say. Follow the bouncy ball. Right? I'm not saying I always made the best decisions in my life. I fucked some broads that should be featured in a haunted house. Right? Of course. Why not? It's everybody. Everybody's got one. I have a couple. Because, you know, I'm an overachiever. But that has nothing to do with this, other than the fact that I get it. That's why I said that, right? I've been through the mansion, Luigi. I understand. what it's like to fucking, you know, do some ugly shit and go, oof, what the fuck was I thinking? But that's your problem. The second half of that never comes. You just trying to drag. I'm not even going to tell other people. That's true. That's a statement. Why are you trying to, your bitch, right? This is your bitch, right? Right? This is your bitch, right? Since middle school, yeah? Come do drugs with me. You fucking piece of shit. You fucking piece of shit. I'll tell you the truth. I don't give a fuck if you join a monastery and then bring food and the rains to the children of Africa, motherfucker. I don't want nothing to do with you, dude. You clean up, you don't, you die. Whatever you choose to do, leave me out of it, man. Because you're fucking scummy, dude. I would never. If I'm the difference between me and use plural. If I'm going to destroy myself, I do it by myself, Lil Jon. Let me see you do it. Hey, maybe you don't have the heart, huh? You fucking sissies. Fucking Marys. Gotta hold my hand. I can't do it alone. Fucking la-las. Get the fuck out of here. You fucking... Ugh. Yuck. How about that, bro? Fucking disgust me. For shame. For shame. Fucking. Ugh. Degenerate behavior, that is. People call me a fucking degenerate. Pah! You call me a derelict. I don't think I'm that stupid, huh? Huh? Looking like you done lost some money on the table there, buddy, huh? Please. Stop sending me shit. Fuck, I want reels. Why the fuck? And that's the point, bro. It's like, why would I want reels from a fucking person who is the reason why I'm homeless right now? Hello? Hello? You can't say that. You can't say that. It's a displaced person. That's what you say. I say homeless because I call things what the fuck they are. Yeah? I don't need a fucking fancy made up word. I'm also disabled, man. I'm not a able bodied challenged person, whatever the fuck you say. I don't need fancy words. I need solutions and elixirs, motherfucker. That's what I need. Just the fuck up. Where's Zelda at? For real. You fucking dopes. Why the fuck would I want reels from somebody that got me kicked out my old place, man? Why? Why the fuck do I want anything from you, dude? And after that, that's not good enough. No. Mm-mm. Never mind. All the fuck shit I did before that. Not me, you. Yeah? Then you think to yourself, I fucking kick him out of here, right? Move my squatter fucking... Just don't. Mm-hmm. Just don't. Don't ruin it all for one fucking word. It ain't worth it. Mm. You fuck, huh? You motherfucker, you. Turn into Joe Pesci over here. Yeah. Fucking shitty dick ass. Poopy dick be the business, huh, boy? Fucking dirtbag. You turd burglar motherfucker. Please give fucking bisexual and gay men everywhere a bad name, you do. Fucking ew, bro. How you be a squatter? Now I'm on a whole different wave now. Gotta get back to where I was. Like, that's some real shit, though. Why? What makes you think of your demented, fucking, smoked out mind, Cheech, that I want anything? Why? Why? Like, I mean, I don't get me wrong. I made the mistake. I barked at you a couple times. You should expect that, though. You can't, like, you call your supposedly your best friend, your bitch, your ride or die, yo. And you're the ride or die, bitch. What happened to all that? What happened to all that? All of a sudden, it's now, here's some cocaine residue in a vial that I'm gonna slip in your book bag, yeah? How about that? There's that for you now. Here's some fucking heroin I'm gonna slip into your business here. That's for you. Oh, you thought you were getting blow? Here's some fucking... Please, dude. Please, dude. Please, dude. My bad. My bad. You didn't even have the decency to say it wasn't even blow, dude. This fucking... out here moving meth, saying it's Molly, bro. That's dirty. That's fucking dirty. But that's what you get for being ignorant. Should have paid attention to Dare, kids. Yeah. I should have paid attention. I stopped paying attention after weed, bro. That's the problem. Whatever. You win some, you lose some. Right? But like, you ride with that. You ride with that. Bro. Seriously. Say what you want about what you done for me, but like, I ain't done in return. Really, dude? Don't fucking put my own house at risk to put your family up also, dude? We don't talk about that, do we? Right? That don't count for nothing. Right? Put food in your mama's fridge the first day I show up. I brought a soda with me so I wouldn't come empty-handed, right? Type of motherfucker I am. And that's how you do me? Wild, bro. That's how you do me. You think I want to get reels from you? Bro. The only thing... I don't even want it anymore. The only thing I wanted was for once for you to fucking be honest, dude. You preach all this honesty and all this, you know, fucking whatever, dude. You're the biggest liar I know. The biggest. And the best and the worst at the same time. If that makes sense. But that's how liars perfect themselves, though. They pitch bad ideas all day so that they know how to keep together the good idea. You fuck with a liar, it's like fucking with an executive in Hollywood, though. You got the role? Sure you do. Man, classified for a reason. Let's not forget that. Don't lay on my pants, man. Why? I gotta wear those, dude. Now they're gonna smell like dog. And you don't smell particularly nice, dude. Fuck. Damn it. Oh, they make fucking Febreze for a reason, dude. You know? You don't know me, bro. I'm twisted, sick individual. I'll spray them shits down and then stick them in front of a fucking fan or something, dude. Yeah? Anything is better than dog. Bro, don't do that, dude. Don't do that. Fucking eating her toes, bro. Don't do that. Seriously, though, bro, why would I want shit from you? What the fuck is wrong with your mind? What's wrong with your mind? What is wrong with your mind? You can't think you're that good. You cannot possibly think that you're that good. There's no way. There's no fucking way. That's like some fucking Kevin Spacey and Seven shit, dude. That is. You think this is funny? Like, right? Like, what the fuck? No, man. What a person is insane, as you clearly are. Do you know that you're insane? Right? Like, I just want to ask these questions sometimes. Do you just sit around in your apartment? Wait, what does he say? Fuck, I forget the rest of it. Reading Guns and Ammo, masturbating in your own feces. Do you just stop and go, wow, it's amazing how fucking crazy I really am. I wonder, do they do that? No, of course they don't. Because to them it's normal. This is just what you do. You manipulate and you fucking, and you lie and you steal and just to get it. For what, bro? When you could do it yourself? You want to rob? That don't sit right with me, man. You could do 1,000 things, and turning your pussy into a petri dish shouldn't be one of them. But that's not my business. Over here, I sip the tea. We don't smoke it. Fucking idiot. What's the number one lesson in drugs, bro? Flirt around with drugs, but don't hit the pipe. I was listening. Fuck it. Come on, bro. You don't do the needle, you don't hit the pipe. Everybody fucking knows that, bro. Why do you think people get sketchy when you pull out a bowl to smoke some weed? Because they're like, I don't know, man. I get it. I don't know, man. It's wild to me. I don't get it, dude. What the fuck makes you think? I want to hear from you, bro. What? The worst part is, there's the worst part. If you were fucking trying to get your shit together, I could go, well, I mean, I still don't want to talk to you, but I get it, right? But it's not even. You're just dirtier. Just rolling more in the mud, getting dirtier, trying to be like, don't I smell good? No, bro. My eyesight ain't so good anymore, but my nose works just fine. Something don't smell right, man. Ugh. This didn't need to happen. Any of this. And this song, either, if you could hear it. It didn't need to happen the first time or again right now. But it's happening. And we're here. So, what are you gonna do? Dude, just, you can't play victim. You cannot do it. No friend of mine is gonna try to convince anybody, never mind somebody that I know, that going and doing drugs that got you in a fucking hole is a good idea. Ask them to give up everything that they fucking care about for drugs and mindless sex, bro. That's what life is worth to you. That's all it's about. Like, really? That's fucking sad, dude. It is, because there's more to life than all of that, man. Than fucking numbing out and just getting fucked, bro. Like, I don't know, dude. I can't fucking live for you. What I can do is not stand around and watch you fucking destroy yourself like you're doing, and then trying to point the finger at me and go, this is all your fault. You did this. You are doing it. Every day you make the choice to continue to stay where you're at in your life instead of pull it to fucking together. That's not my fault. That's your fault. You can say I did whatever. Your hands are not clean, bro. They're not. And the fact that you try to act like they are is, I'm going to use a big word here, preposterous. Yeah? It really is. It's outrageous. It's outlandish. It's mind-boggling. It's wild. Inappropriate. I can keep going. There's a number of words I could use. Delusional. The audacity, man. Like, really? Like, really? Yuck. You made a choice, dude. Enjoy your choice. Stop trying to bring me into it. I don't want to go. Fucking up my whole day, bro. Now I gotta try to turn this around. This is what it makes me think about. That's why it fucks up my whole day.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
It's cold in here. I just stepped in dog water.
That's not great.
And I'm not changing myself. You fucking cunt.
I don't blame you. At some point, you just gotta give in, right? How many puddles can you step in before you say, fuck it, today my foot sweat? I guess this is what it is.
You're looking at me like, what? These days you can't even trust who you fucking. These days you can't
trust nothing. She put out some new shit yesterday. It's alright. It's alright. But I fuck with her, so I listen to the whole thing. Watch the strange video, because they all don't make sense. Not one of them. Not one video that I've seen from any artist in the last 10 years has made any type of sense to me. Well, okay, watch this, gentlemen. Watch me dance around this minefield, right? Because if I look at you, and I'm going to be very careful when I say this, because I'm not going to look at you and say, do what, right? I see the hair is dead. We know that takes a majority of your time. But you went light on the eyes. Because I don't notice anything really. So what did you do? Let's see. Because it's dark in here. Oh, there it is. Okay. I like it. That's how you do it, gentlemen. Don't ever look at her and say, what'd you do? Because then she's going to go,
how dare you?
Yeah.
I need something to eat.
Yeah, what you want? That's a fucking first, ladies and gentlemen.
I guess a waffle. All
right. I'll make you a waffle.
Well, I can't go to work all shaky.
No, you can't. But usually it's, I'm like, all right, what you want to eat, well, man?
This fucking weed.
This shit will make you eat. Mm. Yeah. This weed says, I command you to have breakfast. And you will do so immediately.
We need to get back to
that. Well, you know, for me, it's a strong feeling. Sometimes it's like, hey man, why don't you go get those chips, you know? And then you're eating them, and then all of a sudden, what's that? Oh shit, it's the bottom of the bag. I done ate this whole bag sitting here watching this fuck, whatever the fuck we're watching. Oh no, this is not good news.
Where's chips?
Yeah, but that's what I'm left with. This is what happens when you fucking...
Give me the 65% back of the fat.